Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
Cold. How about you? I heard you're hot.
Hot. It's still hot in November in Florida. What's up with that?
And I'm feel like I'm in the dead of winter here, even though it's just November. I mean, we haven't even got to Thanksgiving yet. Really? Oh, well.
But crazy, yeah, what right? Crazy weather we're having. Isn't that nuts?
Mm-hmm. It is. It's crazy out there. But nonetheless, it's been an interesting month so far. And I've talked to a lot of people because the planets are still retrograde, putting a lot of people in delay, has been a big thing that's been going on, and with their processes. But usually I found that when a planet's retrograde, the energy's incubating. And even though we hate to wait because we live in a click-and-go universe right now, we want instant gratification every day, sometimes these delays can work in your favor. And so I'm just trying to give them peace, look at when the planet turns around, when there's a major thing going on that's going to bring them to their fruition. It's like, really? Yeah. Everybody's tired of waiting. How about you?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, and it is. And especially tonight, it's such a somber time with the moon kissing Saturn, you know, in Capricorn, in that heavy energy. But, you know, everything has its time and its place. And this is, you know, an interesting time that we have, especially with what's going to go on Friday, okay? Because, you know, here again, we have such a somber time and such a thing of slowing down. And then what happens is Venus goes direct. So we think, okay, we're going to speed up in this process. But on that same day, Mercury goes retrograde. So, caution with the kiss and the slap thing. We're still in the process of it.
Yes.
You know,
to coin a phrase, I hear you, girl.
This week I had to, you know, I started working on another project and I had to look at the retrogrades for next year. And I was looking at my view because I do like a back, like a little framework thing every time I do this once a year. And I was comparing 2018's retrogrades to 2019's retrogrades. And I found it quite interesting. First of all, you know, this year we've had more retrogrades than usual. And both Venus and Mars, which usually don't go retrograde together, went retrograde this year. And so this year's been like this duality of retrogrades back and forth and back and forth. I can assure you next year we will have an easier flow, a more normal flow of retrogrades than we did this year. That's for sure. So,
yippee!
So here again,
yippee.
You know, the somber time, going back to the whole circle, this somber time is here to really recharge us internally, you know, and to really say, hey, you know, we got to stay firm with who we are and what we believe and follow that path. And here again, we have Jupiter going into Sagittarius, which means, hey, we get to have some fun and laughter and humor with it finally now that it's no longer in that deep, heavy Scorpion energy. So it's coming, everybody, it's coming. You're going to get your freeing effect. It's just not going to be this week, that's for sure.
Well, you know, I love Jupiter going into Sagittarius because I think it's going to allow us all the soul searching we've done with Jupiter and Scorpio over this past year, we're going to birth a new philosophy. And it's going to be one that sets us free to know what our true needs and desires are and allow us to move forward. We have an annual cycle with Jupiter. He's there for a year. So this is going to be a year to set yourself free, to have the adventure, like you said, to have the smiling, the laughing, the dancing, to take in a view, to photograph a rainbow. I mean, all of that. And I'm loving that. And it's interesting because over the last 2 days, the moon and Mercury have both been sitting on my Sag moon. Now, to say I was busy, I was kind of like, I can't say if I was on a train or a roller coaster. You know, 67 readings in like 13 days? Really? Oh, my goodness. Oh, so tomorrow is my sabbatical day, except for my class. So I am just going to pet cats and smile tomorrow. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, I don't blame you on that one. That's crazy.
Yeah. But the thing is that it's really interesting because a lot of people don't need, like, to have a heavy, long reading or anything like that. They just have a couple questions, like we're going to do tonight on the show. And they're just like, there's like one or two things that has them to the wall. And after that, you have just like a few minutes to talk to me. I'm like, of course I can find time. You know, well, we can do this. So we did that, and that was fine. But tonight, there's like it's an interesting grand square we have going on in the heavens tonight. And the reason I say it's interesting is because it's unusual. And we have both the nodes, the north node and the south node, the dragon, if you will, at the analytic degree on the Cancer Capricorn polarity point. What's squaring it and forming the grand square is Uranus retrograde in Aries, the I Am presence, and Venus, the planet of love, in Libra retrograde. Okay, so there's a desire for balance, there's a desire for identity, but then it's also saying, you know what, accept where you are right now. Because the retrograde energies say, okay, things are on hold for a reason. Is it time to reconsider? Maybe more research is required. Maybe you need to look at who you are becoming rather than who you've been. Maybe you need to look at your relationships in a different way and say, you know what, I can accept it. I might not like it, not agree with it, but I can accept it. Cardinal, grand squares, and T-squares, I find, are very, very good for allowing people to step back and rather than trying to change their world, to flow through it in a way that is compassionate and constructive. What do you think?
Oh, I so agree with that. Because taking a step back at this point in time, looking at another perspective, is the most important thing. It's a matter of we have to balance things out. And this is a time where, you know, again here, I so agree with you, where the challenge is there of looking at this person has this perspective and they're seeing their own perspective, but they're not looking outside of their perspective at what that affects another individual when the other individual has a different perspective. We all speak English, but sometimes...
Exactly.
We make judgments on what we're saying, and it's fluid instead of being accurate or depicting accurate. We put our judgments on it, and this is a time to really step back from your own personal judgment and look at the other person's perspective. When you do that, there's this balance that you can come to, whether it's accepting or whether that open perspective can come to a mutual understanding of how to work it out. This is the perfect time to see that answer, okay? But acceptance is the first thing.
Absolutely.
You have something there, and you've got to go, okay, we can't deny that. We have to look at that. And this is the perfect time to do it. Take that step back because
it's
so perfect for it.
And just look at the possibilities. The possibilities that you can't even see manifesting right now, but know that your process is going to bear fruit in its season. Now, the beautiful thing I like about the chart tonight is that retrograde Venus in Libra is in trine to Mars in Aquarius. And I'm like,
yeah,
unique individual you are, and I love you even if I can't see your perspective right now, but I appreciate what you're trying to work on. Good. Let it go.
And there it is. You know, the one thing is that we all have issues. There's not a person who is perfect on this earth. We all have our mountains to climb. We all have our hills to climb. We all have these things that we have to do. We have our times of really coasting and going with the flow of things and enjoying the ride. It's all a journey. And so here again, at this point in time, this is part of this ride. And if we do have that compassion for others, that everybody is flawed, nobody is perfect, and everybody is unique. This Mars in Aquarius says we're all unique. We're all individual and have our own needs. If we can come to a balance of respecting everybody and not doing anything to really impede each other's flow, we'll have a much better life. So understanding how people are flowing is the most important thing.
So very well said, my dear. Great. All right, so we have some people on hold that probably could benefit from our insight. I mean, most everybody I'm talking to lately, you know, is dealing with one thing or the other. Some are dealing with multiple issues. But the bottom line is, you know, being part of a biker family, me being the original, if you will excuse the expression, biker bitch in my family, some say it's about the journey, some say it's about the destination. I believe it's always about the ride. And so let's go with that, shall we?
Yes, let's flow with the ride.
All right, let me get the person off here if I can. Let me see. Okay. Area code 561287, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey ladies, I'm experiencing the retrograde, it's Stacy, and Glenn said it's like 100 degrees it feels like here in Florida, it's very bad, you know what I mean? It doesn't feel like November, but I wanted to tell you guys, yes, you were right, I did have a job that was close, you know, it was like 10 miles, which is nothing. The problem is, it was just temp. And it ended, you know, it ended after like a month or so. And I'm kind of upset because now it's like I'm thinking, you know, what am I going to go next? I don't want another time gap. And it's just frustrating, you know. It's just, you know, I want something that's steady. But, you know, if I have something that's temp and I get something shortly afterwards, it's okay. They said, you know, I was really good and I did overtime and everything. And it didn't pay a lot an hour, but with overtime it was decent. But, you know, that's that. Unless they call me back sometime in the future, I don't know. What do you see with that? Hello?
Both Saturn and the Moon are conjunct in Capricorn tonight. The Moon passed over your Sun this morning. Saturn's still sitting on it. And this is about you being very, very persistent, okay? Not letting the small failures or the temporary things in your past impede your progress as you move forward.
There you go.
Now, because Saturn's sitting close to your Sun, it's very important that, again, people are very clear on your experience, on what you have mastered in this life. And although you've been through like a lot of like a roller coaster, because we talked to you quite a bit and we love you, that you call us, thank you very much, but you have to understand that you want something more consistent. And Saturn has not been in trine to your Jupiter for 29 years, and it is now, okay? So make sure that your resume is updated. Make sure people do understand your integrity, and let the record prove you right of how you have walked in temporary situations where it's difficult to do a temporary situation. People think, oh, really? Well, it is hard because you're walking into somebody else's space when they're away, where they're having a baby or they're having surgery or whatever, and you have to pick up the pieces of something that you have not been trained at, and I give you a lot of credit for that, honey, that you are amazing how many times you have done this and done it well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, that was perfect for you to hand it to me on that, because I'm going to say that, okay? This is a deja vu, okay? This is a do-over, whatever you want to call that, because Venus, transiting Venus right now, is conjunct your south node in Libra, okay? It's in your 10th house. This is all career-oriented. So you've done this before, okay? You have a benefactor saying, now do it. We're going to do it right, okay? The other benefactor, which I think is really great in this, is that the sun right now has just come into orb and is going to pass over in the next couple of days your Venus, okay? That's in your 11th house of the puppet.
Yes.
Okay.
That's in my what?
That's in your 11th house, okay? So you're going to be seeing the benefits are going to be coming. It's a matter of, okay, I've done this before. I can't go into that fear factor. I must, again, we talked about that in the beginning about the challenges with the North and South Node at this point in time and the seriousness of this. So it's a matter of rolling up your sleeves, like Aphrodite was talking about, and saying, okay, I've done this. I'm going to put my resume out there. I'm going to put my best foot forward out there, and I'm going to trust that it's going to come. Because you have too many things hitting too many benefactors for it not to be the right time for you to be able to get this. Okay, it's a matter of trust and faith. Again, Aphrodite hit the nail on the head of where I was going with the Neptune effect. It's all back to that belief.
Do you see it
going to
be a job? But do you see it going to be a job I apply to or a new company?
This could be one that you've previously applied to or something new. With that South Node effect, it could be either way. Okay. But it's that's the key point here and the lesson to be learned in the mountain to climb for you right now is to trust and have faith, be enthusiastic and say, no, I've got too many guardian angels over my shoulder. I just have to trust it and go with it because it's going to come. Again, Aphrodite talked about that Saturn trine your Jupiter, the other benefactor, okay?
Is it going to become before 2019 a job? Or am I going to have to wait?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, it could come in within the next 2 weeks. I mean, it's so close. It's so on top of you.
Oh,
Don't think
I won't have,
don't think you have to wait right now. Right now, you want to do something that you feel is good spiritually, too. It's not just about the job.
Yeah, because I'm a good worker. I give
100%. Yes.
I mean, there's no reason I shouldn't be working, you know?
Mm-hmm. So ride the wave. Go for it. And I'm going to tell you, your power right now lies in technology, okay? So I don't know who you sign up when you're looking for jobs. I don't know what agency you use and all that stuff. But I'm going to tell you right now, with Jupiter just ending Sagittarius, okay, I would go to all of them. I would blanket the internet with your credentials. I would say, I would take a deep breath, dust yourself off, and just let them have.
Well, I did.
I told them,
you know, I told them all. I said, you know, I'm finishing up a new assignment. I'll be available at this time. So I reconnected with all of them just to let them know to touch base.
That was
perfect.
That,
was
perfect. That was perfect.
Yeah.
Be looking for something to come in very, very soon, okay? But we have to go to the next caller right now, Stace. We love you. And you know what? The planets are lining up on your behalf. You're going to be okay. You're going to be okay.
Yeah. I mean, my love life is put on the burner for years. But, I mean, I'm more focused on a job.
I think right now it has more to do about you really appreciating yourself and re-enlivening your self-esteem. Because every time we talk to you, you say, you know, I am a good worker. And we know you are. Okay?
Oh,
so
I am. You don't understand. I give 100%. I mean, I was doing both, you know, phones and typing and everything, and I'm quick and I'm good. And, you know, I'm not usually one that takes phone calls like that, but I mean, I picked it up just like that because I haven't really, you know what I'm saying, done phone work like that. So I did both between that and, you know, typing both in conjunction with each other, and I was working hard.
Great. Well, keep us posted, Stacey, okay? You have a sweet night.
Thank you. You too. God bless.
All right. Bye-bye. I love the lineup. This is great.
Oh, yeah, that's amazing.
It's really powerful to get past it. I know, and it's been such a tenuous journey, you know. And I mean, some of the people that call into our show, you know, we get to know you. You're like our buddies on the radio show. And this girl has really gone above and beyond most of the time, and now I think it's going to come to fruition. So I'm very, very thankful for that. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area 415, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, it's Jessica from New Jersey.
Hey, Jessica, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm about a 27.
That's awesome. Good for you. Just generally, whatever you're seeing, I'll just keep it to myself. Just curious what you guys are noticing right off the bat.
Wow. You were born in New York?
Yeah.
Saturn and the moon are sitting right on your ascendant in Capricorn. And I want to tell you, Capricorn's ruled by Saturn, okay? And Saturn, being in Capricorn, likes being there because it's a home there. So a lot of this has to do with the rules that you make, not just for yourself, but for others. And what you feel are qualities of integrity. You have a lot of integrity, don't you?
Yeah, it's a big word. It's a hot word for me.
Yes, and I want to know that you don't want to step out of character, but there's a part of you that wants to be happier. It's a part that wants to be more lighthearted. Now, Jupiter just went into Sagittarius, and it's in trine to your natal moon in Leo. Allow yourself to have some fun. Allow yourself to be dramatic. Allow yourself to get up and speak and knock them dead. What do you think,
okay,
Jacqueline?
Well, Anna, that's where I was going with this, is because this is a very heavy time. Saturn conjunct your ascendant means that everything looks a little bit more serious. Everything looks a little bit more challenging to you because Capricorn is the problem solver. Okay, it's what it is. So it automatically says, there's a problem, I got to fix it. I must fix. Okay? So with that, again, this is not a time for you to take that so seriously with Jupiter there. It's a time to be creative, to open up to creative expressions, both with your Mercury and your Moon in trine to Jupiter. And Mercury, even though it's going to go retrograde at the end of this week, is in Sagittarius. It's giving you that strong inspiration to really find some beauty, okay, and really use your creative talents in a stronger way during this period of time while you're waiting for things to change, because certain things you can't fix, certain things only time can fix, is what I'm going to say.
Yeah, that's interesting. There's been a lot of things happening in the career sector, which I'm happy about, because finally I'm getting some traction. And with that said, so I've been, like, working on the spiritual side as far as, like, been interviewing on the corporate side. And I feel a little bit of, like, pressure to kind of like work out deals and get this going, sort of like to get my money more like stabilized. And so just anything with that, I mean, in one way it feels like it's like right here, it's going to work out this week. The other part of me is like a little bit nervous because, you know, just from like past experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Of, you know, just things not working out. So,
well, the Capricorn,
I know you were talking
Ascendant
about
is very corporate. The Saturn Ascendant is very corporate oriented, okay? But because of Jupiter in trine to your moon, do you want to work for a large institution that's either got a great reputation or that's partially government funded or regulated? Yes. Do you want to be able to also exercise your personality in that environment? Oh, yes. And it's not a trade-off. There has to be both. There has
Yeah, that's definitely something I've been getting,
looking
I guess,
at.
Comfortable with working through being like, that's exactly how it has to be. And even the thought of like saying to some of these interviews, like, I would like to do this on a part-time basis because I still want to do my spiritual work. So, you know, they're sort of like, okay, let me be in my power and, like, you know, I deserve to be happy. Like, are they going to let me, are they going to accept that, you know, if jobs are posted as full-time, are they going to be okay? Or are they going to be interested in me for a part-time, I don't know if you see that working.
Well, you know what I'm going to say about that is I think you can make it happen. I agree with Half or Dead. There is that compromise. You must have, okay, both sides. I feel it's to your greater benefit. And you have Jupiter in your sixth house natally, which means that you're lucky when it comes to your work, okay? So you can talk somebody into giving you what you want, okay? You have that capability of doing that. Okay, you must believe it first is what I'm trying to say. You're trying to fit it into a norm, okay? Again, because you're trying to make it palatable for the masses or the corporate side, okay? The point being is you know the corporate side like the back of your hand. You have a Capricorn rising. People automatically assume you're a businesswoman without even you doing anything, okay? That's there. So don't hold that side so much. Go, okay, this is my deal. I'm interested in this job, but I'm interested in these many hours, and this is what I can do for you. Think of yourself more as that commodity and respect both sides, because having Gemini on your sixth house of day-to-day work and Scorpio on your 10th house of your career means that you can make that happen, okay? Just by your own trust and faith and being the magician you are.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. Yeah, I've been working on the whole this is what I can offer you and getting in alignment first. So that confirms exactly what I've been going through this last couple of days and weeks. So I'll continue that and then I'll bring it forth, the proposal. I'll present it with confidence.
I love it.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I
that
love
is
it.
Awesome.
All
I
right,
love
keep
it
us
too.
Posted, honey, okay?
Okay.
God bless
well,
you.
Have a great night. Okay, bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Wow. A lot going on there.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
So
you're ready for the
next
one?
Going on.
I know. Ooh. All right. Air code 917, you're on the air.
Hello, ladies. My name is Ellen. I'm so glad I got through to you.
Hi,
I'm
Ellen.
So glad
to hear from you, Ellen. How are you doing tonight?
Wonderful. And I would just love it if you could just tell me what I could expect based on my chart in the next couple of months. My birth information is May 26, 1956, in Brooklyn, New York.
3:30 p.m. I gotcha.
That's it. Thank you.
And where do you live now?
New York City.
Close enough. That's less than 1 degree of arc. I'm going to go for that. Wow.
Ooh, interesting.
Oh, my goodness.
This Mercury retrograde, Venus retrograde has been pounding on you. The last few weeks haven't been so hot.
No, they've been horrible. But tell me else. What else you say? That's interesting.
You're in your Mars return right now, which your Mars return in Aquarius. Now, it's interesting because Mars is usually in a sign for 7 weeks and moves on to the next sign. It didn't do that this year. A few months ago, it went into Aquarius. Then it retrograded back into Capricorn, where it's exalted. Then it traveled to Aquarius again. Now, I looked back on my ephemeris, and Mars has never been in Aquarius this long in over 100 years. I didn't go beyond that. I said, that's enough. Okay. And what it's doing is it's forming a beautiful trine to your Neptune. And as Jacqueline pointed out, Venus has been retrograding around your Neptune right now. So not only are you looking to create something new, but you're looking to honor what you have done, that you feel you have a genius or an expertise to. And you're not sure if you found it. You're still looking for it. But it's almost like you can taste it, but you can't get it right in your mouth right now. Is that right?
Interesting, yes. Yes.
Yep, because that's what I'm seeing. And you know what? It's interesting because Uranus is retrograding onto your vertex. And the vertex is like the electric ascendant. It's electric. It is a sign of the calling. And yours is an Aries. And Aries is the I am presence, okay? It's a sign of the ram, but it's also the sign of the lamb. So you want to be strong in what you're engaged in and what you're inspired by, but at the same time, you want to be at peace with the people you're working with. You want to be part of that team player. You want to be part of that think tank energy, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's right on you. It's right on you right now. What do you think, Jacqueline? Am I crazy or what?
No. And I'm going to tell you, comedy and humor is your relief, okay?
Okay.
It is worth coming in at this point in time because Saturn is finally pulling away from your moon, okay? It's at 6 degrees now, and it's going to get to 7. In classic astrology, 7 degrees is usually where it starts to move out of orbit and the energy diminishes. So you've had a heavy time period here emotionally with it. Know that that's releasing, okay, and it's moving on. So it's actually going to get better. And Mercury is going to dance around your north node in Sagittarius. What that means.
Hi,
because
I
it's
love
going
that.
Retrograde.
Cute.
It's going to go retrograde is what I mean by that. So it's going to go back over your north node and then go over it again. It passed over just recently. So you're going to have this little dance going on with your north node, which means lighten up because it's in Sagittarius. Have some fun. Relax. You can do this through inspirational things or through walks in nature, too, as well.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a good time for any of those things to lighten you up because it is shifting and changing, and it is going to get better from here. Even though Mercury's going retrograde, it's going to go direct again, and things are going to even feel lighter then. Jupiter is going to be coming into your third house, so your head is going to lighten up here within the next couple of months.
Wonderful. That's what I need
to hear. Be poetry in motion.
Okay.
Be poetry in motion. Write. Speak. Share with other people all you have learned and all that you want to know. Really get out there with your communication skills right now. I so agree with Jacqueline. She's so amazing. Yes. This is a great time for you to really let more facets of yourself out to play. I so agree with her.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, thank you, ladies. That was a wonderful reading. I've got a lot to look forward to. And I'm glad to hear that some of the stuff that's been going on is going to end.
Yeah, I bet you are.
And it's not so much that it's going to end, is you're going to ease out of it, and you're going to give it less power over you. That is the most important thing to remember.
Yes. That's a good way of looking at it. Thank you again, ladies.
God bless you, and keep us posted, Ellen, okay?
Will do. Thanks again.
All right. God bless. Sweet night. Amazing stuff going on that track. Whoa. Are you ready for the next one? This is a fun night, isn't it? It's very, very intense. I love it. Okay.
Yeah. A little intense.
Area code 202, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. It's Kay, another frequent caller of yours.
Oh, hey, Kay.
Hey.
Nice to hear from
you,
darling.
You, for some reason, elude me. So you say it's Kay, and then I go, wow, I know that.
Hey. Man, I had a Venus in retro really hit me last Sunday. I like literally ran into an ex of mine that I have a big history with, and I just want to take a look at the chart and see what you guys see. Like, a lot of feelings came back, and it was deep. So so I'll just give you his info.
Well, Mars is on your south node, so old issues from the past have returned. And this Venus retrograde is still dancing with your Moon-Pluto conjunction. Okay.
Oh my God.
So I'm not surprised at that. This is all about honor, duty, responsibility, obligation, the right thing. Okay. So this is the reason why it's come back to you again. I really want to. I don't know what Aphrodite wants to do, but I'd like to look at this one's chart. Do you know their birth information?
Yes, please. Yes, I do.
Okay.
Not his time, but I do have the rest. It's October 23rd.
And what year?
78.
Okay. And do you know where he's born?
Yeah, London.
England, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. There's a lot of Londons.
There's a lot of everything. There's a few Philadelphia.
But most people
too.
Don't know that.
Like, what? I was like, that's so weird.
It is weird.
There's a Paris, Texas,
well,
too,
well,
I think.
Before
right?
I even go on the chart, I want to tell you a couple of things about your chart. Because
yes,
I just wanted to mention some of the things that are going on right now. This is a very karmic relationship. And even though there's been spaces between you, I have to tell you will never lose this person. You have so many karmic hits in your chart right now. The North Node is sitting on your vertex or your electric ascendant in your birth chart, okay? And Venus, as Jacqueline pointed out, has been dancing over your moon, and it's retrograding back onto your moon more strongly. So the whole idea is to honor the sincerity and the agape energy of this relationship. Neptune is sitting on your sun. Neptune has not sat on your sun in 165 years, girlfriend. Uranus is sitting on your Venus. There is an electric energy here, and you do identify with this particular soul. But it's important to remember that how you define the relationship in this lifetime is unique, even though I know in my heart of hearts there is a soul history here. Okay?
Yeah.
So remember that part, because it can't be a repeat of what was. It's a continuation what was and what it can be. So there's wiggle room here, okay?
So you're saying shift it, this life is what you're saying. Shift the old pattern.
I am saying keep your eyes wide open and know that certain things are the same and certain things are different. But go ahead, Jacqueline, take a look at the compatibility. I know how much you deeply want to do this.
Thank you.
Okay, my jaw dropped at looking at these two together. Okay. That's not normal. Okay. I so cannot agree more with Aphrodite. If this is not a karmic relationship, nothing on this earth ever is. Okay. Or ever has been or ever will be. Okay.
Oh God.
I want you to, I agree with Aphrodite, and I want to reiterate that even stronger so that you understand that it's fluid beyond this lifetime, okay?
Yeah,
you two are here to dance together, okay? But
I got chills all over, baby. This is great. Go for it.
Oh, gosh.
So remember the karmic thing here, okay?
Okay.
Of all things, okay? Because I am going to tell you something, a little bit of something about yourself, okay? That I think that you don't realize about who you are, and that is one of the things about the situation that causes him disruption, okay?
Okay.
You have somewhat of a duality to you, okay? This one is definitely more consistent, fixed in their personality, deep and intense, okay?
Yeah.
And you switch on him, okay? Don't switch on him without giving him forewarning that you're going to switch. Okay?
I love it.
Really? Okay, okay.
That duality of yours of all of a sudden changing your mind and whipping your head around to another perspective is too quick for him, and he pummels him over, okay? The trick to this relationship is feeling each other, okay? He's a critical degree super, no matter how we look at it on that day. I can't tell you, I can say for definitively that his moon is in Cancer. I can't say what degree it is on that day.
Right.
And it could hit your vertex, okay, and could be at a critical degrees as well. So that makes it a little bit more intense, okay?
Yeah.
You have that Libra-Pluto conjunction. I mean, a Moon-Pluto conjunction in Libra, okay? You've got to feel this out. You have a grand trine of water with y'all. Y'all can run around feeling each other's energy. Feel it in a positive way. Okay? Look at the positive aspects of this and quit picking on the details. And again here, be more fluid or patient with him. Okay? Don't get so frustrated with the situation. Learn to ask more questions like, what did you mean by that? How did you come to that conclusion? Don't jump so quickly at being so perfect to make things right. Go with the flow of how it feels instead of that physical earthbound thing. And you'll have a great success with this relationship because you're going to dance with this one forever. Okay? There's no question about it. Okay?
What aspect
do
you see? I'm just curious.
Look at it that way.
I'm learning too.
Is there
something in particular? Just a bunch.
There's so much expansion and growth in understanding each other's perspectives that isn't even funny. You two have two different perspectives. And for you two to learn each other's perspectives is just an amazing thing. He has to learn how to have that duality that you have so he doesn't get pummeled over. But you have to have the patience to train him to be able to handle it. Okay?
Yes.
Okay, so it's someone that I should think about revisiting because I swear when I saw him, it was like it's been years, like years. Like we first got together in 2007 and we broke up. So it's been like probably 5 or more years since I've physically seen him, you know, and even more years since we've been broken up. And like, I was thinking, literally thinking about him and went on a date the same. I went on a freaking Tinder date with a dude who looked like him. And I was like, oh, you look like my ex. He's also, you know, from England or whatever. And this guy was from England too. And then literally I cut the date short, went home. You know, I actually never go out on dates. Went home, had to, like, you know, make a run somewhere randomly and literally ran into him. But I'd been thinking about him and just, like, thinking about how he just was a good person and how I've never felt so comfortable with someone. Like, you know what I mean? And it's just like, damn, you know, looking back at that, like, you know, I miss that feeling and that knowing, you know. So you guys are on the money with that.
Yeah. Use your intuition.
All I can say is go for it. Keep us posted.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much.
God bless. All right. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye. Take care.
Wow.
That's a crazy relationship.
So you're ready for the next one.
Okay.
Air code 561-568, you're on the air.
Hello, ladies. How are you?
Good.
This is
Cindy.
Cindy.
How are you? Hey, how are you, Cindy?
Oh, God, I'll tell you, you've got to have some good news for me somehow, some way. The 18th of October, excuse me, 19th of October, Pam's Great Dane bit me, and it's been infected ever since. And then I fell out. Then I got out of bed one night and I broke my toe. So you've got to have some good things going for me.
Okay.
Well, Mars is getting ready to go into your seventh house out of your sixth house. So your accident prone thing is about over. Okay.
Oh, good.
Where do you actually live, Cindy?
Say it again.
Where do you actually live? What city?
I live in Jensen Beach, Florida, 30 feet beyond Pam's house.
Okay.
In this chart,
Mars is sitting on your north node in your seventh house. And I agree with Jacqueline that basically this is a time to develop a philosophy, okay, to keep yourself intact, okay? Mars in Aquarius is great for having a social life, dealing with people that are brilliant in one way or the other. But right now, because sitting on your north node, whatever has happened has slowed you down a little bit. And I think
that needed to happen,
okay? And because both the moon and Saturn are in Capricorn tonight, and they're both forming kind of trines to your Neptune, but they're also forming squares to your Jupiter. So you feel like your life's kind of been a kiss and a slap, right? It's like either really good or not really good, and that's what's kind of going on. But that's only going to last for a couple days. Then it's gone.
Okay.
Venus, the planet of love, is sitting on your sun in Libra. So what the chart is trying to direct you to do is to be in balance, okay? To balance with those things that you feel you're responsible for and also have a more active social life or relaxation or fun. You're in a grand square right now with this, and so because of that, you need to create a lifestyle that enhances you as far as your personal foundation. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree with everything she said, Cindy, and I'm going to tell you this. I think the reason why it slowed you down is to make you sit there and look at what you need to do to change your life. Because you need a social life. You need to be able to have a purpose and a mission. That's who you are, and that's what you'll always be. And by frustrating you and sitting you down, that means the only thing you can do is look at things to find out what's going on in the area to socialize in. What can you get involved in? What can you do? It doesn't cost you anything. And again, here, you have easy transportation in Martin County to be able to go. I pay for it, so you can go use it all you want, okay? So here again, my point is while you're sitting here with your foot up, and your infection healing, because it is a slow process here for you. Again, she was talking about that square that you're in, and that grand square is not fun, but it gives you time to redirect, recreate your life, and find a new direction of where you want to go. What do you want to have fun with? What do you want to get out there and do? And that's your big goal of importance right now, is to find what you're going to do next.
Mhm. Okay.
So go out there and start looking, whether it's in the paper or on the internet or wherever. Start finding out where the social activities are. You know, call the senior center, whatever it takes to do that.
Okay. I will.
No more excuses.
Okay. Yeah.
We love
right.
you big.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies. Yeah. I love you both.
Love you too. Hang in there, Cindy.
Nice.
Thank you.
All righty then. Let's see here. Where am I at? There we go. Ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 201. You're on the air.
Hi, Aphrodite. Hi, Jacqueline. How you ladies doing?
Good.
We're doing good. Is this Kimberly?
Good. No, it's Jackie from New Jersey.
Oh! You have a similar voice than...
You know what I want to tell you, ladies? I spoke to someone, and they told me that I had a Gemini rising. I was born between 2 and 4 o'clock, January 5th, 1965.
You said you were, in London, England, right?
Yes.
And they said you had a Gemini rising?
Yes. And that was based on some injuries in childhood and adulthood with my bones.
January 5th, 1965.
Yes.
It would be more in the PM than the AM than you were born.
Right, PM. Afternoon, right?
Yeah. That's gonna change it.
Like,
what time
you
of birth
have?
Are we looking at on this one? What time of birth are we looking at?
Between 2 and 3 PM.
Go closer to 2.
2 p.m.?
Yeah. I'm getting a Gemini rising right now. Yeah, that puts it about dead in the middle at 2 p.m. So if you have a Gemini rising, it would probably be between 1 and 3. So...
Where do you live now, Jackie?
I live in New Jersey.
Right.
Northern New Jersey.
What city?
Okay.
Patterson.
What city?
Patterson.
Now, did they say you had a birth Gemini rising or a relocation Gemini rising?
Well, that didn't come up. He really was asking me about any injuries to my bones, my teeth, injuries from childhood and adulthood.
Okay.
So he was going for the natal chart.
Okay.
So, did you have a question
for
us? That's good information, though, Jackie. I appreciate that because, again, that does give us a little closer look at you.
Well, I'm working on getting some things done, and of course I still want to move physically in the New Year's, and I just want to see if you see the transition moving smoothly into the New Year's with this physical move, my house, moving my household, getting the other house together, going to court and things of that nature, and finalizing contracts.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Okay. Yeah, you are finalizing contracts at this point in time, is what I'm going to say. It's patience and timing in that because Mars is conjunct your Saturn. So things aren't going to, and it's just come with an orb of it. So it's going to be a little slower in process. I'm going to say check and double check all the paperwork. Will it go through? Yeah, but I think it'll have some kind of time delay on it as it goes through.
Would that time delay, because not every delay, I'm beginning to learn that not every delay is bad. Every delay sometimes gives me time to regroup.
And this is all good with that. It's good. It's moving at a slow pace so you can handle it. Because right now, Neptune, your natal Neptune is conjunct the Sun. So it's really calling you to envision what you desire and to have that faith and believe that that is what's going to happen. Have that patience to let it unfold, knowing that it's going to happen at the right time, at the right place for the right reason. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I want to know where you're going to go when this happens. Where are you going to live, and how are you going to live?
I'm going home. I'm not going far from here. I'm still going to work my job because I'm vested in it. I'm not walking away from my pension, but I'm going to be working also. Once I get settled in, my whole thing is to write my exit plan, my business plan, things that I need to do that I've always wanted to do. Besides hold down a job and benefits and be miserable. You know, everything is step by step for me. I have 20 years into a 25-year job.
All that's going to happen within 1 year, okay? But it's going to be an annual transit, like Jacqueline pointed out. I so agree with everything she said. See, it's interesting in your chart because your Pluto, your planet of empowerment, is in Virgo. Jupiter, your planet of good fortune and abundance, is in Taurus. Okay, your Sun is in Capricorn. They form a grand trine in your birth chart, which is a pyramid of light in the heavens. Saturn is only in Capricorn every 29 years. It's going to roll over you within a year and give you what you desire to create as far as a new foundation. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Take your time.
Wow.
Do it to your satisfaction. And don't forget to let yourself out to play, please.
Yes, yes, I am playing. I'm going to play.
You get too serious sometimes,
now.
Girlfriend. Yes.
I know. And that's basically because of the job that I do and the environment and then everything else. However, I'm looking forward to this transition. I've been that goat for real, going up the hill sideways and still pushing.
Yep.
But I'm like, if I see the light at the end of the tunnel, I'm okay.
The light's there. I promise you it is. This is such a major transition in your life. And this is the, as you would call it, the cornerstone of your new home, of your new life, is what's going on here.
Mm.
This is a perfect time for you to get out there and pursue your hopes, desires, and dreams. The universe will support you on it at this time. This is the time. This is the year. So keep looking at that and believe that and have that faith. It will happen, I promise you.
Okay, I received that on 11/11. I received that, ladies.
And Neptune is sitting right on your Chiron, your wounded healer.
Mm.
It's just so important for you to be healthy, body, mind, and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Yes.
Well, I've been working with the stones.
Good.
Yes.
Good. Excuse me.
And the salt. But I've been dealing with the coughing as well because I have to go into a place right now that has mold problems that needs to be cleared up. But that's going to be remediated as well. It's a lot, but I could do it. I'm going to get it done.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But keep the faith. I think that wonderful dreams are going to materialize here for you. I'm very excited.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much.
You have a sweet night.
You too. Namaste.
God bless. Namaste. Well, we're at the top of the hour. We need to probably tell people where they can reach us.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. This has been the Illumination Station. We're here every Sunday at 10 between 6 and 7 p.m. to serve you. And may have a blessed week. We'll talk to you next week. In the meantime, shine on. Good night.
Have a good week. Good night.